right, welcome to today's podcast on A Little Grace to Grow. We're going to take our passage of Scripture from Psalm 78, verse 9. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. I want to take that phrase, turning back in the day of battle, and just give you some thoughts to consider this week, as hopefully you're fighting the good fight, but the reality is this, as we consider the children of Ephraim, I just want to preface some statements about them. There is no crown without a cross. There is no joy without some sorrow. There is no victory without a battle. Ephraim wanted God's blessings but didn't want to carry any burdens. Ephraim wanted privilege but didn't want to pay the price. God would not have it. God records Ephraim's behavior in the day of battle. They turned back. Well, why did they turn back? Was it because they had no weapons? No. Was it because God had forsaken them? No. The fact of the matter is, the Bible says, being armed and carrying bows. So they had weapons, and God had already brought them out of Egypt and promised this land to them. This is Canaan land. And it was to be theirs, but not without a fighting faith for God. Listen, believer, God has good things for you, but you must be willing to battle to fight the good fight. The battle is always won by those who depend upon God and go forward. Let me give you some battles you're going to have to fight if you would receive God's best. The battle of daily devotions with God. You're going to have to make yourself get into God's book daily, meditate upon His Word. You're going to have to make yourself take time to pray and seek His strength and wisdom daily. You're going to have to make yourself remember that you're nobody without Christ. And you're going to have to discipline your life. Ask the Lord to help control your thinking. And the result will be that your mouth will be controlled as well. Make yourself express gratitude in the eternal blessings of God. Remember the goodness of God. Too many of God's people often turn back when their flesh gets uncomfortable. They tend to look for the easy way out rather than the right way through. That's why many people quit their jobs, quit their marriages, and even quit their parental responsibilities. You know you are turning back when you're no longer grateful for the goodness of God in your life. You know you're turning back when the Bible has sat unopened for days. You know you're turning back when you feel distant from the Lord and you've not spent time in prayer. You know you're turning back when you would rather run from responsibility than confront it. You know you're turning back when you look for excuses to not go to church rather than just go. You know you're turning back when your glory is more important to you than God's glory. When we turn back, we not only forfeit the blessings God has for us in the future, but often we forfeit the blessings God has already given us. Why? Because we are more interested in doing things the easy way rather than the right way. You get upset at work, and rather than control your temper and go about your business, you lose your temper and then lose your job. Don't blame that on God. You turn back in the day of battle. Battles come to us that we might show the world who our God is. Remember David and Goliath? David was always victorious when he fought for his God. And he conquered Goliath easily with the Lord's help. But the day that he didn't go to battle, in 2 Samuel 11, 1, the Bible says, on a day when kings go forth to battle, David tarried at home. On the day that he didn't go to battle, he became one of the biggest losers in the Bible. If you're in a battle, don't turn from it. Confront it. Be responsible. There's a scriptural course to take. Take it. And remember, God is with you. So walk with Him through it. God bless you and have a great day.